韩红这
Han Hong
这次可能真的翻车了。
This time, it might really be a disaster.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是胡子哥的小龙女。
I am Zyra Longnuo Fuzaiji.
今天我们不谈情绪。
Today, we won't talk about emotions.
战队只拿公开审计数据。
The team only uses publicly available audit data.
本着客观公正课的原则。
Based on the principles of objectivity, impartiality, and fairness.
认真拆解一下全网热议的韩红爱心慈善基金会的深层问题。
Let's carefully analyze the deep-seated problems of Han Hong's charity foundation, which has been widely discussed online.
韩红基金会的社会声誉一向是很高的。
The social reputation of the Han Hong Foundation has always been very high.
很多月薪三五千的普通月捐人。
Many people with a monthly salary of 3 or 5,000 yuan.
常年坚持每月都捐出自己的生活费资助。
Consistently donate their monthly living expenses every month.
这个以韩红个人光环加持的公益平台。
This is a charity platform that leverages the personal influence of Han Hong.
然而
However,
当审计报告爆出一系列财务资金管理的骚操作之后
Following the release of an audit report revealing a series of questionable financial management practices,
我真的感到了一种智商和信任的双重羞辱。韩红的形象
I really felt a double humiliation of both intelligence and trust.
这次真的彻底崩塌了。
This really went completely wrong.
我们一切用数据和事实说话。
We speak only with data and facts.
小龙女
Little dragon maiden.
这里直接针对关键数据。
Specifically addressing key data.
对韩红基金会提出五大质疑。第一大疑点，成本分摊会计处理存疑。
Five major questions raised about the Han Hong Foundation.
刻意压低管理费。
Deliberately lowering management fees.
误导公众。根据韩红基金会对外公示的审计年报数据。
Based on the audit report data disclosed by the Han Hong Foundation.
2025年基金会管理费用835万元。
In 2025, the foundation's management fees were RMB 835,000.
占全年总支出 2.86%.
Accounts for 2.86% of the total annual expenditure.
六，确实低于此。
Indeed, it is below this.
慈善法规定。
The law of charity stipulates that
10% 的管理费红线
10% management fee red line
这也是基金会长期对外宣传自己是低成本运营的核心背书
This is also the foundation's long-term public relations strategy to emphasize its low operating costs
但深挖账目拆分逻辑
However, by deeply analyzing the accounting split logic
这份亮眼数据却存在明显披露失真问题。
This impressive data has a clear disclosure problem.
基金会全年房租物业合计超213万元。
The foundation's annual rent and property expenses totaled over 213,000 yuan.
可计入管理费用的房租仅9.5万。
The rent.Which can be included in management fees is only 95,000.
物业费1.7万。
Property fees of 17,000.
接近170万场。
Nearly 1.7 million.
场地成本全部划入慈善项目支出。现金流量表。
All site costs are allocated to the charity project's cash flow statement.
全年人员相关支出1674万。
167,444 yuan for all employees.
其中1083万。
183 million.
项目人员报酬被分摊进业务活动成本。理事长。
Project personnel's compensation is allocated to business activity costs. Chairman.
秘书长年薪均突破60万。
Secretary General's annual salary exceeds 60,000.
按照现行民间非盈利组织会计制度。
According to the current accounting standards for non-profit organizations,
共同费用分摊必须出具清晰依据。
The shared expenses must be clearly justified.
可连续4年审计报告
can be audited for 4 consecutive years.
完全没有公示分摊标准。
There is no public disclosure of the criteria for distribution.
叠加
overlay
房租
rent
人力差旅等隐性运营成本真实支出远远超过了12%。
The actual operating costs of human resources and other hidden expenses far exceed 12%.
根本不是其对外宣称的2.86%。
It's not even the 2.86% they claim.
通过会计造假手段美化指标。
Manipulating financial indicators through accounting fraud
让捐赠人产生几乎零成本运营的错误认知
create the illusion of almost zero cost operation for donors
这是公众最无法接受的财务造假
This is the most public and unacceptable financial fraud
同时
At the same time
这一行为也涉嫌了违规违法第二大疑点。
This behavior also raises the second major suspicion of violating regulations and laws.
大额采购流程
Large-scale procurement process
全空白，供应商结构引发利益关联猜测。四年审计报告没有任何招标、比价、供应商遴选流程公示。
The blank supplier structure raises suspicions of conflicts of interest. The 4-year audit report shows that there is no bidding price, and the selection process for suppliers has not been disclosed.
其中 1.8 亿救护车采购项目是争议焦点。
One of the $800 million ambulance procurement projects is controversial.
原厂江铃汽车作为正规制造商。
As a regular manufacturer, Jilin Automobile.
2024年订单金额2482万。
2024 order amount of 2,482,000.
而一家仅两人参保。
And a family with only 2 people insured.
2020年才成立的小微企业。
A small business that was established in 2020.
上海君毅却在同年拿下3389万救护车订单，金额比出厂价高出33%。
Shanghai Jenny also won 3,389,000 orders for ambulance vehicles in the same year, with an order amount that was 33% higher than the factory price.
大家最直观的疑问是，如此巨额订单，为何不直接找源头厂商直接购买
？The most direct question everyone has is why such a large order is not directly purchased from the original manufacturer.
反而选择小微型中间商采购，巨额差价到底被谁赚走了？
Who actually profits from the huge price difference when large-scale wholesalers choose to purchase from small and medium-sized merchants?
除此之外
In addition,
九家核心供应商里有八家都是仅两三人的小微企业。
Among the 9 core suppliers, 8 are small and medium-sized enterprises with only 2 or 3 people.
审计全程未排查其关联关系。
The audit did not investigate its related parties.
民政部门明确要求。
The Civil Affairs Department has clearly stipulated that
慈善大额采购
charitable large-scale procurement
遵循公开
follow the public.
公平原则
fairness principle.
价格不得偏离市场
prices must not deviate from the market.
公允价韩红基金会拒绝公开详细采购数据已经涉嫌违法。第三大疑点
the fact that the Hong Kong Fair Price Fund refused to disclose detailed procurement data, which is suspected of violating regulations, raises a third major concern.
数亿资金沉淀，理财。
Hundreds of millions of dollars in funds are accumulating for investment.
一效，募捐与资金投放严重失衡。
Inefficient fundraising and capital allocation are severely out of bounds.
2025年末。
End of 2025.
基金会资金4.5亿元。
Fund of 4.5 billion yuan.
浮动收益。
Floating profit.
理财收入不足700万。
Financial income is less than 7 million.
综合年化收益率仅 1.5%.
The overall annual yield is only 1.5%.
远低于零风险银行存款。投资如此高风险的理财项目，收益居然还不如存银行。
Investing in low-risk bank deposits is a very high-risk financial project.And the returns are even lower than those of depositing money in a regular bank.
难道这就是传说中操着卖白粉的心？
Is this the legendary one who's all about selling drugs?
赚着卖白菜的钱？
Earning money from selling vegetables.
第四大疑点。
Fourth doubt.
一线项目运营成本太高。
The operational costs of the first line projects are too high.
差旅酒店支出缺少价格监督。
Lack of price supervision for travel hotel expenses.
2025年。
In 2025.
百人医疗援助项目中。
In the 100 person medical aid project.
差旅、交通、会议。
Business Travel and Transportation Conference.
物流费用占直接救助资金 52.8%.
Logistics costs account for 52.8% of the direct relief funds.
基层义诊必然产生出行成本无可厚非。
It is inevitable that basic level medical aid inevitably produces travel costs.
但审计没有公示团队人员配比，医生。
However, the audit did not disclose the team's personnel ratio of doctors.
行政、宣传、协调人员各自人数、住宿。
Administrative, publicity, coordination, personnel, individual number, accommodation.
交通统一标准全部缺失。
All traffic standards are missing.
基层医护培训项目。
Community-based healthcare training project.
比如高达72万的培训。
For example, the training cost of 720,000.
住宿支出根本无法核实。
The expense of accommodation cannot be verified.
入住人数。
Number of guests.
单价。工业支出的核心目标是帮扶受益人。
The core objective of industrial subsidies is to help beneficiaries.
行政配套开支应当厉行节约，模糊的成本明细。
Administrative support expenses should be carefully managed with a clear understanding of the costs involved.
很容易滋生暗箱操作的腐败。
It is easy for corruption to flourish.
更容易消耗大众的信任。
Easier to consume public trust.
第五大疑点。
Fifth doubt.
审计机构降级。
Audit agency downgraded.
第三方监督约束力弱化。
Weaken third-party supervision constraints.
2022年。
2022.
基金会选择大型会计师事务所出具审计。
The foundation chooses a large accounting firm to conduct an audit.
2023年后更换为小微型普通合伙所。基金会
After 2023, it was replaced by the Small and Medium-Sized Private Partnership Foundation.
全年资产8.51亿，年募捐近8亿。
Annual assets of 851 million, fundraising nearly 800 million.
涉及跨区域采购。
Involving cross-regional procurement.
复杂费用。
Complex fees.
分摊数亿理财核算，业务体量。
Business volume of wealth management, including the number of accounts.
庞大，小型审计机构出具的审计报告。
Small audit firms issuing audit reports.
仅完成基础账目。
Complete only the basic ledger.
核对，房租分摊，大额采购。
Verify large-scale procurement of rent split.
关联供应商。
Associated suppliers.
理财审批等公众核心关切。
Financial approval and other public concerns.
全部没有专项核查说明。
There are no specific inspection instructions.
第三方审计只走形式。
Third party audit direct form.
失去了外部监督的核心价值。
Lost the core value of external supervision.
以上五大程序层面的客观疑点。
Five objective doubts at the program level.
其实也仅仅是基金会存在诸多问题的冰山一角。
In fact, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the problems faced by the foundation.
韩红作为国民度极高的公众人物。
As a celebrity with extremely high public recognition.
自带巨大流量与社会公信力。
With a large amount of traffic and social recognition.
这份光环既是募捐优势。
This halo is both a fundraising advantage.
也意味着更高的监督标准。
This also means higher supervision standards.
名人慈善没有豁免权。
Celebrities do not have exemptions from charity.
公众不会因为创始人口碑就放宽财务、采购、信息公开的法律底线。
The public will not relax the legal bottom line of financial procurement information disclosure just because of the founder's opinion.
普通人有权质疑任何光鲜的公益组织。
Anyone has the right to question any non-profit organization that uses fiber optics.
这不是恶意抹黑。
This is not a smear campaign.
而是捐赠人
Donors.
法定监督权利
Legal supervision rights.
慈善法明确规定
The law clearly stipulates that
慈善组织必须全面、真实
Charitable organizations must be comprehensive and truthful.
及时公开善款收支
Timely disclosure of funds.
采购流程，管理成本。
Procurement process cost management.
投资明细。
Investment details.
每一笔小额捐赠背后是普通人的善意。
Behind every small donation is the goodwill of ordinary people.
大家有权利知道自己的钱花去了哪里。
Everyone has the right to know where their money is going.
以何种方式采购，运营成本如何核算？
How to account for operating costs and procurement.
放眼国内公益行业。
Looking at the domestic charity industry.
韩红基金会暴露出的问题并非个例。
The problems exposed by the Han Hong Foundation are not isolated cases.
不少名人基金会普遍存在，费用分摊口径不清晰。
Many celebrity foundations have unclear fee structures.
大额采购流程公式。
Procurement process formula.
简化，供应商信息透明度不足。
Lack of transparency in supplier information.
资金理财，预算无公式。
Lack of budget transparency.
第三方审计约束力不足等共性问题。
Lack of sufficient audit constraints.
长久以来
For a long time.
大众对公益行业的信任十分脆弱。
The public's trust in the non-profit sector is very fragile.
一旦出现财务模糊、流程不透明事件，多年积累的公益口碑会快速损耗。
Once a financial irregularity occurs, the accumulated goodwill of an organization can quickly erode.
最终影响整个慈善行业的募捐环境。
Ultimately, it will affect the fundraising environment of the entire charity industry.
想要推动中国爱心捐赠事业长期健康发展。
To promote the long-term healthy development of charitable donation in China.
不能只靠基金会自发整改，监管机构。
Cannot rely solely on the foundation to independently rectify the regulatory agency.
公众三方都需要同步完善。
All three parties need to improve simultaneously.
第一
First,
完善慈善信息公开强制细则。
Improve the regulations for mandatory disclosure of charitable information.
细化披露标准。
Detailed disclosure standards.
杜绝模糊化。
Eliminate ambiguity.
概括化披露，从法规层面压缩财务美化空间。
Summarize. Regulatory disclosure compresses the space for financial manipulation.
第二。
Second.
建立分级审计制度。
Establish a tiered audit system.
大型公募基金会强制对接头部会计师事务所，杜绝小型事务所简化审计流程。
Large public foundations are required to use the top accounting firms, and they are prohibited from using smaller firms to simplify the audit process.
第三
Third,
慈善组织建立分层资金管理机制。
Charitable organizations establish a tiered fund management system.
严控长期资金。
Strictly control long-term funds.
沉淀。名人慈善机构。
Charitable organizations with a history of success.
设立独立监督委员会。
Establish an independent oversight committee.
剥离创始人个人光环。
Strip away the founder's personal halo.
避免明星流量。
Avoid celebrity traffic.
掩盖内部治理漏洞。
Conceal internal governance flaws.
实现公司财务完全隔离。
Achieve complete financial segregation for the company.
最后
Finally,
小龙女想说
Little Long New wanted to say,
公益的根基永远是透明。善意
The foundation of charity is always transparency and goodwill.
不分大小，信任
Trust without distinction.
容不得半点模糊操作
No room for ambiguity.
韩红爱心慈善基金会多年奔赴基层的付出
For many years, Han Hong's Love Charity Foundation has been working tirelessly in the field.
值得看见
worth seeing.
但面对审计报告暴露出的程序漏洞
However, in the face of the procedural loopholes exposed by the audit report,
更应当主动回应
should respond more proactively.
全部追问
all questions.
公开完整审批记录
publicly disclose complete approval records.
用完整透明的数据
Using complete and transparent data,
消解大众疑虑
Dispel public doubts.
名人光环从来不是公益组织的免查金牌
The halo effect of celebrities is never a free pass for charities.
法律合规
Legal compliance.
公开透明是所有慈善机构必须守住的底线
Transparency and accountability are essential principles for all charitable organizations.
只有每一份善款流向清晰
Only when the flow of each donation is clear.
每一笔采购流程可查
Each procurement process is traceable.
每一项财务核算
Each financial statement
有据可依
Based on the evidence.
普通人的爱心
Ordinary people's love
才能真正落地。
Only when it can be truly implemented.
中国公益行业才能走得更远、更稳。
The Chinese non-profit sector can go further and be more sustainable.
如果大家对此还有自己不同的看法，
If you have different opinions on this,
欢迎在评论区继续探讨。
Welcome to continue discussing in the comments.
我是胡子哥的小龙女。
I am Zaira Longnu, the daughter of Hu Zai.
为你拨开经济迷雾。
To clear the fog of economics for you.
看清政治真相。
Uncover the political truth.
还不赶紧关注胡子哥？
Don't miss out on following Hu Zai Ji.